is Space Kate reporting from Houston. I'm with Michael Grabois, who is... Hang on, let me get this right. You're a space flight training instructor,
That's
which basically
correct.
Means you train astronauts.
I train astronauts and flight controllers.
And you've got in a bag over here some astronaut food that you're going to explain to us.
Correct.
Remember, this is audio, so do your best to explain what it looks like.
Okay, this is not a complete astronaut meal. This is just a representative sample of some of the things they might find in their meal. First off, we have a package of cauliflower with cheese. Some people like it, but I've heard it's horrendous. The label on here says cauliflower with cheese, 3 ounces or 100 milliliters of hot water. Let sit for 5 to 10 minutes. And it's also got the same thing in Russian, and I don't speak Russian, so I'm not even going to try and pronounce it. But basically, we got a plastic package here with blue Velcro on it so that you can stick it to the wall. And there's a plastic spout up at the top where you put it up at the galley and you dial up 3 ounces on the dial and you push the hot water button and it starts rehydrating your cauliflower with 3 ounces of hot water. And then when you're ready to eat it, you just cut it open and chow away.
It looks kind of like, I don't know, like a dried up brain or something. In a hospital drip pouch. It's quite odd.
Okay.
And very light, actually. Very light.
Okay, next item we have is a package of split pea soup. And it looks like, how big would you say this is?
About the size of an envelope.
Okay.
A business envelope.
There you go, about the size of an envelope. Has the Velcro on the back so you can stick it to the wall. This one is thermostabilized, which means you can put it on a shelf and have it sit there for as long as you need it and it won't rot or decay or anything. And so what you do is you just put this in the oven. They have a convection oven in the galley on board the shuttle and you let it heat up for a while, and then when you're ready to eat, you just grab your scissors, cut it open, take your spoon, and you don't have to worry about it all floating away because the surface tension holds the soup onto the spoon. Although that doesn't mean that the astronauts don't play with their food. You can take a spoon of it and flick it at somebody if you want, but it's kind of messy. There's also a barcode on each of these. That way that when they take it out of the pantry, they can scan it and the inventory knows what's left, so they know what the crew likes, what they don't like. But they get to pick what food they want, so generally you're not going to find food that they don't like.
What kind of things do they like? I heard that for the Apollo missions, they actually sent up some special soup from one of the local restaurants. And they brewed up a special batch of this soup. I don't know if that's true or not, but I bought a tin of it anyway because it's labeled as moon soup. But what are the favorites and what are the most hated?
I don't know what the most hated is, because if you hate it, then you're not going to request it to take it up with you. But the astronauts really like spicy food because when you're in space, you lose some of your sense of taste, because you're not, when you put food in your mouth, you get the molecules kind of go up and into your nose, so that's part of the flavor, part of the taste, and without gravity, you don't have the stuff going up to your nose, so you can't smell it as well, and so it doesn't taste as good, or it doesn't taste as bold, as zesty. So what they do is they bring up lots of packets of hot sauce, Tabasco sauce, salt and pepper that they add to their food to make it spicier, just like they like it on Earth. And so one of the foods that they do like the most is shrimp cocktail. And you can ask just about any astronaut and they'll tell you shrimp cocktail is one of their favorites.
Anything else in that exciting bag?
Okay, here's a plain old granola bar. It's a granola bar that's wrapped up in plastic, and it's got the ubiquitous Velcro tab on the back. But this is a type of food that you just open it up and there you go, it's ready to eat. You'll notice that this particular granola bar is the soft, chewy kind and not the crunchy kind. They tend to not like crunchy things that leave crumbs in orbit, because then they float around and get in people's eyes. So here's 3 different kinds of food: thermostabilized, rehydratable, and just regular off the shelf. Another one, package of cashews, just like you'd get out of a vending machine, except it's wrapped in plastic with the Velcro, of course, so you can stick it on the wall.
Or vacuum packed as well.
Vacuum packed, yes. With a barcode BTX314, whatever that means. I'm sure it means something to somebody. And then we've got some drinks. Here's a drink bag. Kate will like this, tea with lemon and sugar. This particular one is you put 8 ounces of water, and depending on whether you like iced tea or hot tea, you let it sit for 2 to 5 minutes, and you can see at the bottom here, or you can't see because you're just listening. It's like a powder that's vacuum packed, and so when you insert the end into the galley and dial up the water, it fills up the package. You shake it up, and then you get your tea with lemon and sugar. And lastly, here's a packet of, it says drinking water, but this is the special NASA dehydrated water. It feels empty, but it's not. It's really got dehydrated water in there. And so you put it up to the galley, and you dial up your 8 ounces of cold water, and there you go. Now you got water in the bag. You've rehydrated the contents of the bag. We have a straw. These are kind of like sippy cup straws. There's a little plastic contraption that when it's closed, it pinches off the straw so that you don't have the pressure from inside the bag pushing the liquid out. And so when you open it up, you have a regular path to drink. When you close it up, you click it. It presses the straw, and it's a very soft plastic, so it's easy to bend, and this way there's no way for the liquid to come out. And that's all I got.
That's it. That looks like a pretty good meal. Thank you ever so much for explaining it to us.